AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are 2 weeks to go before Election Day.
We've gone 52 days in a row, and I'm going 14 more days, and we're going to have a big victory party, hopefully.
Donald Trump was in Miami. In Madison, Wisconsin, former President Barack Obama pointed out all the products, watches, and a Bible Donald Trump is selling.
And he's doing it because what he cares about is his ego and his money and his status. He's not thinking about you. He sees power. He sees you as a means to his ends. He wants the middle class to pay the price for another huge tax cut.
Vice President Kamala Harris is taking part in a town hall meeting in Washington with Telemundo. A former top executive is facing charges.
Abercrombie & Fitch's former CEO Mike Jeffries, his romantic partner Matthew Smith, and their employee James Jacobson under arrest on charges of luring men into drug-laced, sometimes painful sex parties by dangling modeling jobs. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace.
To anyone who thinks they can exploit and coerce others by using the so-called casting couch system, this case should serve as a warning. Prepare to trade that couch for a bed in federal prison.
The indictment describing in graphic and disturbing detail violent and exploitive acts.
The defendants pressured the men to consume alcohol, Viagra, and muscle relaxants known as poppers during the sex events.
Julie Walker, New York.
The Georgia Supreme Court rejected an attempt by Republicans to immediately reinstate recently passed election rules a judge had ruled were invalid. The International Monetary Fund says the global war against inflation has largely been won and upgraded its economic expectations for the U.S. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 6 points. This is AP News. AARP, the magazine, will give Glenn Close a Career Achievement Award at its Movies for Grown-Ups Award. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
The AARP says Close's career has shattered Hollywood's outmoded ageist stereotypes. Close, who is 77, says in a statement she's honored to receive the award, even though she feels like she's still 35, if not younger. The award started in 2002 to celebrate the achievements of entertainers over the age of 50 and the films aimed at older audiences. Close will receive her award at a ceremony in January. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Major League Baseball hopes to find the Tampa Bay Rays a temporary home near their fan base, at least for the start of the 2025 season, if the damage to Tropicana Field from Hurricane Milton cannot be repaired in time. The fiberglass dome in the ballpark in St. Petersburg was shredded by Milton's winds, leaving its immediate future in doubt. They could play at a spring training site. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.